Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:13, up 9 on the open March, 5:20 up 4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4:69, up 4 on the open March, 4:84 up 4.5, July, 4:80 up 3 on the open. December corn opened at 2.75, up 3/4 on the open. March 2.88, up a half. May 2.95 and a half, down a half. July 3.02, down a half. September 3.03 and a half, down 2.25. December 3.12 and a quarter, down 1. March 2008, 3.18, down 3 on the open. December oats opened at 2.12 and 3/4, up 3 on the open. March, 2.18 and a half, up 3/4. November beans opened at 5.58 and a half, up 3.25 on the open. January, 5.72 and a half, up 3. March, 5.84, up 3. May, 5.91, up 2.5. July, 6.01 and a half, up 2. November, 6.18, up 2.5 on the open. October soybean meal open at 165.30, up 30 on the open. December 167.80, up 70. October soybean oil open at 23.70, up 18 on the open. December 23.95, up 15. At the Merck, October feeders open at 112.72 and a half, down 20 on the open. November 110.75, down 12 and a half. January 108.70, down 12 and a half on the open. October live cattle open at 91, up 62 and a half on the open. December 89.80, up 52 and a half. February 90.70, up 15. April 89.90, up 12 and a half on the open. October lean hog 65, up 47 and a half on the open. December 60.95, up 32 and a half. February 62.90, up 15. April 63.80, 2.5 unchanged on the open. And February pork belly is open at 89.30, up 17.5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I know wheat has been the star the last week, and corn has done pretty doggone well, too, technically. But I want to spend some time today looking at soybeans, at least to begin, because yesterday, beans poked their head above 563, the September high, before backing off a little bit. They're a little bit firmer today. And I wonder if there might be buy stops above the 50-day moving average. And I also wonder what your technicals might be telling you about the wheat market, I mean the bean market in the next week or so.
Well, I like the bean action. We finished up the month of September with a monthly reversal to the upside. And I think that was a big step in kind of suggesting that this middle September low that we had after the crop report may turn out to be a much more meaningful low, longer-term low in the market than is in a sideways to higher pattern. Now, we jumped off of that mid-September low, and then we've kind of went into a sideways range, basically between 540 and 560. Now, on the lead option basis, we did make a new lead high, but on the we took out that mid-September high, but we still remain below the early September high as far as on the November contract. So because that was done with the September futures, so November futures have yet to slice above their September high. We kind of need to do that, I think. But what it is telling us here after yesterday's action is that we're at least toying with the idea of busting to, we're going to have a breakout to the upside, and that would kind of lay the groundwork then for you know, kind of a quick run up into the 580s, kind of where we were before the break that we began to have in early August. Day
off that August production report around 4 to 7 August, I believe it was.
Well, we began to decline going into that report because that's when the rains started to come. I don't know exactly, but I think we started to get some August rains there early in the month, and that was beginning the where everybody began to kind of feel more comfortable with the soybean market.
Meanwhile, wheat continues to rally today. December now 470.5. Up 5.5. It's been on both sides of the trading range, however, today. And the talk in Geneva, Switzerland, is 35 more cents to the upside, to $5. What do you think?
Well, the chart action is awfully strong. I'm not too sure, you know, what they're talking about in Geneva, but you have to kind of be real impressed by the way the market is acting. And we're not that far away from $5. When you start looking at monthly charts, this strength that we've had here last week and then now it's followed through this week is, you know, you start poking above the 2002 high, you start poking above the 2004 high. So we're basically now in a retracement mode going back to where we were in 96. So that's what everybody's going to start watching now is they'll pull out their individual charts that was on the decline that we had in 96 after we made the high, and they'll start looking for chart gaps and resistance points and all that kind of stuff as we climb up. But the way the market is acting, I would be, you know, $5, of course, is the next target.
And does wheat continue to lend strength to the corn pit? And some of our other analysts believe so.
Well, it will, but I'm not too sure 100%. Wheat can lead support. Wheat's got much stronger fundamentals than what you think on a worldwide basis. Corn, everything is still kind of hinged upon what's going to happen in renewable fuels industry and what the price of crude oil does to renewable fuel industry. So that's still something to kind of get mixed up. But you can kind of see today wheat's up a little higher and corn is actually struggling down 2 to 3. So wheat can lead corn. Wheat is a leader. Corn is more of a follower type thing. Other than, you know, when we start switching over into an energy component for corn, corn could become a leader at some point in time. But for the most part, the markets are either led by wheat or soybeans.
Does corn in your charts indicate that it still has further upside strength to perhaps the July high or the May contract high?
Well, raw chart action suggests that. I mean, raw chart action shows you, you know, in a higher mode. And when you're in higher mode, you just basically keep reading the higher objectives. Now, these mid to low 70s has always been kind of a resistance point or support point, depending upon whether or not you're coming down from some highs or going up trying to make a high. So where we're at right now is probably a spot for the market to consolidate a little bit prior to next week's report, and we'll see what USJ tells us at that point. But yeah, I mean the fact that we cleared the mid 60s here, which was the high points this year, is a strong signal that I think, you know, December corn is going to try to climb its way at least up into the 280s, maybe check out its contract high about 87. But you know, you can read bigger numbers in it, but I'm going to take 20 cents at a time for now anyway.
And about a minute, please, on the basis side for corn.
Well, you know, the market is telling you that end users didn't get their needs covered like they would have, like they had planned to get them covered during August and September. And I think then they were kind of maybe looking for harvest pressure and harvest lows and whatnot. So export sales are real strong. I think the cattle feeders and livestock feeders still need to buy inventory. So I think the basis is going to stay relatively firm here until maybe we get toward the end of harvest. And then, you know, if we've got storage problems, well, then that's a little different story.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
You've helped make WILL a great radio station that brings you timely, thorough, and thought-provoking programs. Now you can make it an even better radio station by renewing your financial support before the next pledge drive begins on October 19th. When you give through the mail or online, you help WILL become less dependent on pledge drives. That's good business for WILL and means more great programs for you. Please put your check in the mail today or give online at willpledge.org.
Current prices, December wheat in Kansas City, 507 up 3 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 469 up 4. December corn, 271 and a quarter down 3. Red line, December, 309 and a half down 3 and 3 quarters. November beans, 560 and 3 quarters up 5 and a half. The Novembers at 620 up 4 and a half in the red line type. October soybean meal, 165.70 up 70. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.